This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Good morning. Welcome. It's Morning Devotions. Empathy. Do you care about other people or is it just yourself? In most translations of the Bible, you won't find that word empathy, but that's what the gospel is about. Why do you think that God sent his son to the earth? God could have looked at the struggles of people from heaven, shaken his head and felt sorry for us, but he could have told us what to do. He could have laid down the law, which he did, but he went further. He chose that the Son of God, Philippians 2:7, became one of us. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. God wants his followers to demonstrate that same understanding of others. The older statement from Luke 6:31 is from Jesus, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." And that's hard to do if you can't imagine what it's like to be in another person's shoes. The Apostle Paul wrote that we should rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And that's really what empathy is about, different to sympathy. It's the powerful emotion that stops violent and cruel behavior. It urges us to treat other people kindly because people who love and care for others, we don't want to hurt them. Now, the inspiring story and the movie Schindler's List, of course, is one that is quite graphic. I enjoyed the movie. Perhaps enjoy is not the right word. Certainly a memorable movie, one of the best movies, I think, directed by Steven Spielberg about the terrible Holocaust. And this was the story in the film about the life of Oskar Schindler. Do you remember the German businessman who lived in occupied Krakow during the Second World War? And at the beginning of this movie, Schindler is portrayed as a loyal supporter of the Nazi regime. He wears a swastika to his lapel, and he wanted to set up a factory producing kitchenware and mess kits for the German army. He asks a Jewish accountant to help him, and his name was Stern. His surname was Stern. So there it was, a factory, a successful business for the war economy. But as they start up the factory, Stern tells Schindler that using Jewish workers would be cheaper than employing Poles, but all the wages of the Jews go directly to the SS. So at that stage, Schindler is not aware of the great and terrible issues that the Jews would be working as slave laborers. He just wanted it to be cheaper. So he wasn't a person who hated Jews. He just treated his Jewish workers with indifference. But of course, his attitude changed and he started to see things from a different point of view. They became friends, the accountant and himself, and they suddenly saw that yes, Schindler saved Stern from being transported to a death camp. He smuggled him food, and he see that Schindler is willing to take personal risks. And so this was a story, and there's a lot more to it than that, a story of empathy. He finds out that 21 of the workers are to be transported to Auschwitz, the terrible death camp, and so he sets up a bribe system. And he puts on a list 1,200 people who are saved from death camps. And at the end of the movie, if you might remember it, the words appear on the screen in the cinema, "There are fewer than 5,000 Jews left alive in Poland today. There are more than 6,000 descendants of the Schindler Jews." They're called the Schindler Jews. A very moving story, but it really serves as an illustration to the kind of empathy this man who was able to help save the lives of so many. He cared about them. Each of them were treated as human beings. I think it's a great story of a person who gradually learns to put empathy into practice, to treat his staff as individuals. And as soon as he grants them humanity, he suddenly realizes that he has to do something to actually save their life. Schindler's List, a great story of empathy and care. Well, Lord and Heavenly Father, I realize that yesterday is gone. Today is here. It's now. It's your gift. And I need to learn, Lord, to rejoice and be glad of this new day and to look for opportunities to be emphatic and to share my own concerns with others, to be friendly and to watch the words I speak. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.